Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chav Tes, and today's daf has many different topics on it that we could talk about. We'll talk about one specific one where we'll relate to the sugya of Arvus, of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, and that is connected to the Gemara here on the bottom of daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, going over to Chav Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara here gets into it through, as we know, the mitzvah of shofar, and who could be motzi who in shofar. So for sure, a bar chiyuva can be motzi a bar chiyuva. A man can be motzi a man in shofar because a man is obligated in shofar, and he can be motzi another man in shofar, as we discussed the last time or two times ago. The mitzvah of shmiya shofar, according to most rishonim, the mitzvah is to hear the shofar, and therefore somebody else could do it. And the question was if the mitzvah would have been tekiya, so then the shaila is would somebody be able could have done that for me or not? So that's what we discussed. But along the way here, the Gemara asks, what about when it comes to brachos? Being motzi, somebody with a bracha, somebody making a bracha for me, somebody helping me do a mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara says on the bottom of Chav Tes Amud Aleph, Tani Ava Breder Bichia. Kala brachos kulan. All brachos that have to do, pashtos at least, that have to do with a mitzvah. Ava Bisha Yotze Motzi. Right? Even though I was ready Yotze, I can be motzi. If I make kiddush already, I can still make kiddush for someone else. If I blew shofar already, I can still make the bracha of shofar for someone else. I can still make the bracha. Why? Rashi. Shehari kol Yisrael arevim zelad bazel l'mitzvos. Because all Jews are connected to each other, literally guarantors for each other when it comes to mitzvos. That's the concept of arev, the last daf in Bava Basra, the second to last daf in monetary law. That's a guarantor. If you don't pay back, then I'll pay back for you, right? I'll guarantee your loan. That's guaranteeing. So it's a similar kind of idea when it comes to mitzvos, right? I am guaranteeing your mitzvos. And if you don't do the mitzvah, I'll do my best to make sure that you do the mitzvah. So that's the sugya of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh with the halachic ramification of Arvus of Yatza Motzi. Even though I was ready to do the mitzvah, I could do it. Chutz, so that works for generally for all brachos, meaning all berachos ha-mitzvah. At a wedding, let's say the chassan is the one who is included in the mitzvah, maybe the kala too, but who makes the birchas erusin? Nowadays, the mesadar kedushin, right? I wanted to make the bracha, so some might say, the rush would say, well, it's a birchas shavach v'hodah, it's just a bracha of praise and thanking Hashem, so there's no obligation on part of anybody to make the bracha. Anybody could say it, praise. But according to the Rambam and others, that marriage is a mitzvah, so the chassan and kala should be making the bracha. And they don't make the bracha, right? It's the Mesadar Kedusha makes the bracha for them. So you make it on behalf of them. So there it's not Yatza Motzi, right? There it's not, the Mesadar Kedusha might have been married for 40 years, right? It's not that he was Yotza the mitzvah, but he could still make the bracha on behalf of someone else. But that's the concept. But then the Gemara says, Chutz, right? The Ritva's Lashon, the Ritva in Rush right here says also, Kulam Kiguf Echad. Right, we're like one goof, and therefore, let me just find the lashon, and that's the again a little more extreme formulation, a beautiful formulation relating to arvus. That's the language of the. Let me just find the language. Shaharei. He had the Ron to say it. The Ritva says it. We'll get back to that lashon. It's keilu he wasn't yotze. We'll get back to that. The language of the Ron. But either way, the Gemara says chutz mi birchas halechem ubirchas hayayin, except for a bracha on bread or wine. What does that mean? Birchas anenin. If I'm not eating an apple and you're eating an apple, I cannot make the bar eats for you. Birchas anenin is not, there's no chiyuv. If there's a chiyuv mitzvah, then I'm connected to that chiyuv mitzvah. Even if I've already fulfilled that chiyuv mitzvah, I'm still connected to that mitzvah, and therefore I can make the bracha for you. But by eating an apple, there's no mitzvah to eat an apple. You want to eat an apple, okay? But now, you know, I'm going to make the berach praise. You're going to eat the apple. That doesn't work. Unless I'm also eating an apple. If I'm also eating an apple, so then you could say amen, and we could both eat the apple. That's fine, as long as I'm eating the apple too. Shem lo yotza motzi vim yotza ina motzi. Only if I was not yotza yet, and I'm eating the apple, then I can be motzi you, and if not, eino motzi. Return Rosh Hashanah. So the Rashi here says, chud birchas ha'alechem al-yayin, vishar birchas peros, virechani. It doesn't only apply to bread and wine, but it applies to all brachas on fruit and smells. She'enan chova, ela she'asel lanos ben almazeh b'lo bracha. They're just because you cannot get benefit from the raw without a bracha. Ubazu ain kan arvus. And regarding these brachos, there is no arvus. She'ena chova al ha'adam. Lo lisani v'lo lisrech. There's no chova on a person to, have this smell, and therefore have this food, and therefore the person is not included in the mitzvah. Let me just read the Ritva's lashon. The Ritva says here again, the language of for relating to this chusmi versus lechem. Well, first, Abba b'rei de Reb Zeira. Kol brachas mitzvos. Abba b'rei yasam ozi. Abba b'shem mutzas mutalas al kol echad. Sheikoyisol harivim zelazeh v'kulam kiguf echad. They're all like one guf. They're all like one body, one connected unit. And he makes that comparison to the guarantor in Dini Mamanis. So that is the Ritva and the Ran. But then the Ritva adds, except for Berchas Alachem, Levishi and Berchas Rishus. V'chein kol Berchas Anen, Kivin Tala V'chova, Ein kol Yisrael Arivim Zelozeh Kedei Lohotzio. V'im lo Yatsa Mosi, V'im lo Yatsa Eino Mosi. He talks about why Dafka Lechem and Yayin. Why dafka those two? Because those mishum dafka bahani hu di'ilo yatsa motzi la'achirim kishem motzi la'atzvay de'tziruf. By those two, if I'm eating also, then I can be motzi you. Masha'enkin, other brachos is more of a question. Because by those, your Gemara talks about your koveya, you have a seba, you're connected to each other. If you're just having a drink, we're not really connected to each other, then it's more tricky, even if I'm having a drink also. Okay, but that is the Gemara. But what we're going to talk about, let's continue. Boy Rava, the Gemara says, Birchas Alechem Shel Matzu, Birchas Hayayin Shel Kiddush Hayom. What happens, here it gets tricky, what happens if you get a Birchas Hanehenin in the context of a Birchas HaMitzvah, in the context of a mitzvah? We know regular Birchas Hanehenin, I can't be Motzi unless I'm eating also. Birchas HaMitzvah, I can. What about a Birchas Hanehenin in the context of a Birchas HaMitzvah? For example, Bori Pri Agafen. Bori Pri Agafen, by a wedding. So that's a Berchas Anen in the Bori Pri Agafen. The other bracha of Asher Kedushan Abim Mitzvosav, that's a Berchas HaMitzvah. But what about the Berchas Hanehenin? How could I say a Bori Pri Agafen and then you are going to drink the wine if I'm not drinking the wine? So that's the Gemara's question here. Kivan Dechova Hu Mafik. What about Hamotzi? This is even different, right? Hamotzi on Shabbos. So you're not even linking that to another Berchas HaMitzvah. So, does that work? Or Berchas HaMotzi of Matzah? Right? Berchas HaLechem Shel Matzah is the Gemara's question. Or Berchas HaYayin Shel Kiddush Hayom. Kiddush Hayom, right, is just Bori Pri Agafen. Mao. Kiva Dechovahu Mafik. O Dilma Bracha Lav Chovahu. Or do I say the Bracha is not a Chova? Right? Just the Mitzvah is the Chova, but not the Bracha. And therefore, I would not be able to say it. So that's the question. The Gemara says, it works. Tashba Damar Vashi, Ki Avidim Be'er Papi, Havim Mekadish Lon, V'chev Yasi Arisei Midavra, Havim Mekadish Lahu, he also did that. So this is a question that's dealt with in the Mefarshim. Can the Berachas Hanehenin, as part of the Berachas HaMitzvah, work? The big discussion by a wedding. There's different Mesorahs about what Reb Chaim Soloveitchik did. The Afike Yam, one of the Talmidei Reb Chaim says that whenever Reb Chaim did a wedding, and he made the Bari Pri Agafen, as he handed it to the Chasan and Kala, he shook his hand a little bit. So he didn't drink from it, because that wouldn't have been so maybe socially acceptable, but he would shake his hand a little bit, so when he would give it to the Chasan and Kala, when nobody's looking, he would just take a little sip of the wine that dripped on his finger, and in that way, his Bori Pri Agafen would also work for him. Others quote Reb Chaim, Chas v'shalom, he didn't do that, he relied on this halacha, that Berchas Hanehenin as part of a mitzvah is okay, you can be motzi someone else, even if one doesn't make the bracha. You have it also at the end of the Sheva, at the end of the wedding, the end of the chuppah, by Sheva Brachas, right? Somebody, the first bracha of Sheva Brachas is Bori Pri Agafen. So there are many that try to be makbid to link the first two brachas and say, the first two brachas go to the same person. Why? Because if not, then the first person just says a Bori Pri Agafen, that's it, that's good enough, and he's not drinking the wine. And he's going to go off and he's going to say shkoyach to everyone on the way down from the chuppah. That's it. So again, in general, one should be makbid that even if I'm making it for someone else, I have to wait till I shouldn't be mafsik until after they drink the wine. Right? So the person who gets that bracha should be reminded, if you might not know. But that's why if you link it at least with the next bracha, shakol parah lechvodo, then at least it's not just a bray paragafen, it's linked with with other brachas. There's a question about that. The Briska Rav is quoted as saying that Shabbos morning Kiddush, everyone should make on their own. Even though Friday night somebody makes it to one person for everyone else. But Shabbos morning, what's Shabbos morning Kiddush? All it is Barei Perek Afen. There's a minhag to say Psukim and Veshamru and Zachar. Right? But what's the Kiddush? The Kiddush is just Barei Perek Afen. So the Briska Rav says that looks like a Berachas Hananin. Maybe every, so how could I make that for whoever's going to, I should say this, whoever's going to drink the wine should say their own Barei Perek Afen. Right? If the, or the, let me say it this way, better. The person who's making Kiddush has to also drink from the wine. Because if I make the Barei Perek Afen and you drink the wine, that's a problem. On Friday night, that's fine. I can make, say the I could say it because it's Kiddush, and then you drink it. But Shabbos morning, because it's just Barei Perek Afen, not. So again, that's a chumra that is quoted in the name of the Briska Rav. But let's just generalize a little bit and talk about Arbus. This was what we were just talking about was our sugya. There are, if you think about it, five halachos, at least, but we think of five that have to do with my responsibility for your doing mitzvos or not doing averus. Five. Number one, lifnei iver. Right, that we know, lifnei iver, lo titen michshol. I'm not allowed to facilitate your doing an avera. I'm not allowed to help you do an avera. Lifnei iver, lo titen michshol. That is a din daraisa, a mitzvah daraisa. Number two, the mitzvah of tochacha, the mitzvah of giving rebuke. So I have to try to do my best. That's a tricky mitzvah. The Gemara in Erechin says, who knows, in the name of Rava maybe, who knows if anybody nowadays could give proper tochacha. Because it's true, it's a balance of not embarrassing the person, but giving it in a way that would be inspiring. Tochacha. Number three, misayei l'dvar avera. I'm not allowed to help anyone do an avera. That could be a derabanan. Even if there's no lifnei iver, they would do it anyway. Let's say the person is going to do the avera anyway. So I'm not like helping them in that way, but there's still a misayei l'dvar avera. Number four, the sugi in Yavamis, la frushe meisura. Right? If somebody, let's even a child, is involved in eating something not kosher, in certain cases, I have to be mafresh them from the Isser. And number five is Arvus, Ardin of Arvus. There is a question whether any of these are linked, whether any of these are the same. Rabbi Chana Wasserman in Kovat Shiurim in Beitza discusses, is Arvus the same thing as Tochacha? That's just the same idea. Tochacha, the mitzvah, daraisa, Tochacha is based on Arvus. Yes, Arvus is a separate mocker in the Torah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Daf Chav Zayin, V'kashlu ish ba'achiv, ish ba'avon achiv. A person will be held accountable for the other one's sins if they could have done something about it. So is that just based on, connected to Tochacha, right, or not? And there's a difference between the two. See, the Rabbi Chanan suggests a nafkamina. What if you know Vada that they're not going to listen? You know they're not going to listen. So usually we assume if you know, if they know, if you know they're not going to listen, so then there's no chiyuv to say anything. But really, it's the machlokas rishonim. The Gemara there in Beis Daf Lamed, you remember the sugya? Mutav shei shogegin v'yimazitin. The Gemara there says, sometimes it's better not to say anything. Because they're not going to listen anyway. The Gemara there spoke about people eating, the women eating very late on Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara spoke about sitting next to the edge of a street and rolling something. You might go in the street. So the Gemara says, better not to say anything, says the Kovet Shirim. Only if you know for sure they won't listen. If there's a chance they would listen, then you have to say something. Only if you know for sure they won't listen, do you not say something. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes, as Simon Reish Ches, quotes really two opinions about this. The Shita of the Yireim, Reb Lezer Mimetz, Afilu Barer Lanu Shelo Yishma Lo Niftar. Even if we know for sure that they're not going to listen, you have to say something. Elami Din Arvas, Shekol Yisrael Arivim Zebazeh. Find me din arvus, you don't have to say anything, but there's a mitzvah tochacha, even if they're not going to listen, until they react to you. So again, that doesn't sound like, you know, that this is something that we should do. But Rabbi Chanan says, v'yesh chokin, and some say, no, don't separate arvus and tochacha with an afkamina of whether they're going to listen. No, others say, no, there's no mitzvah tochacha either if they're not going to listen. Vashir ha-mavur b'gemara araka, where the Gemara says you have to tell him until he starts screaming at you and hitting you. That's only if you don't know for sure. You don't know for sure. V'efshar sheyishmu lo. So it's a machlokas rishonim, whether the mitzvah tochacha and the mitzvah arvus are one in the same. That's Os Samach Vav and Samach Zayin in Reb Elchanan. But either way, these are the five halachas that that apply. There is a big topic in the Mefarshim, one of the big sugyas in Arvus, and that is women. There is a rush. The question is, what does the rush mean? The rush in Brachas on Daf Chaf. Remember the Gemara Brachas on Daf Chaf speaks about women are obligated in Kiddush because Zachar v'Shamar. Just like the women are obligated in the Mitzvahs Lo Saseh of Shabbos, women are obligated in the Mitzvahs Saseh of Shabbos. Women are obligated in almost every Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. And the Mitzvah Saseh Lo Shazman Grama. There's a few, there's like five Mitzvahs that women are not obligated. Women are obligated in all the Mitzvahs of Shabbos. Women are obligated in all the Mitzvahs of the Seder. We're obligated in many mitzvahs. Asei shazman grama. So says the, and there's a few that they're not, but the Gemara says here, on chafim abeis and brachas, amar, rava amar kra, zachar v'shamar, kosh yeshno b'shmir, yeshno b'zachira. V'hani nashi hova, isnu b'shmira, isnu b'zachira. These women, they're obligated in the los aseis of Shabbos, they're obligated in the mitzvahs of Shabbos of Kiddush. So the Gemara then goes into, what about women in birchas hamazon? Are women chayv in birchas hamazon, d'arais or d'rabanan? Benching. Maybe they're not obligated in benching. Why? Maybe because they have to mention Bris Milah. Maybe you have to mention Eretz Yisrael. On that Gemara, in Brachas, on Daf Chaf, there's our famous Rush. The Rush says, talking about women being motzi men in mitzvos, so v'yesh lomar de lo dami. Don't compare. He's talking about a katan and an isha, chayiv de rabbanan, de ish avagav shalo achal klum, a man, even though if a man wouldn't eat anything, din hu sheyiftar as achirim, a man should be able to be motzi others. To call Yisrael or Eivim Zebazeh. Elamid Rabbanan Amru Shle Yivarchu Berchad Nenim Below Hana. Lefichah, Kishasav Kizayis, Avri Sheinu Nischayv, Elamid Rabbanan Motzi Esachayrim, Shachlu Kadei Sviya. A man who did not eat his fill. So then, there's no problem with him being motzi, a man who ate his fill. Because of Arvos. And even if a man didn't eat anything, says the Rush, he should be able to be motzi another man. Sha'arev hu ba'avuram va'alav hu lahatzilan min ha'avon. Also an important lashon. He's an arev for them, and he has to save them from sin. V'lifter osan min ha'mitzvos. And he has to pater them from mitzvos. But, aval isha eina bechlal arvus. But women are not included in arvus. And therefore, eina motzi el mishachiyuv midrabanan. And therefore, they want to be able to be motzi a man that's araisa, only drabanan. What does this mean? Isha eina bechal arvus. So says the Noda Yehuda in the Dog Lamer Vava, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Reish Ayin Aleph, says the Dog Lamer Vava, Oyvei, what are we going to do? Why? The Rush says that women are not included in arvus. What does that mean? So what happens if a man comes home from shul on Friday night? So according to Medi Mida Oraisa, a man was already Yosei Kiddush. The man davened the shul. He already said Myrif. And therefore he was Yosei Kiddush. Midaraisa. He comes up from shul. Many women are not Yotzei Kiddush yet. They don't daven Ma'arif. And therefore, what's going to, a man's going to be motzi the man, woman? A man is chayev midarabana now in Kiddush. Alakos. The woman is still chayev daraisa. How could a drabana be motzi a woman? A woman is not included in this sugya of Kol Yisrael Arevim. That's what the Rush says. Kol Yisrael Arevim is the only place to men, not to women. And therefore, says the Dogamer Vava, I don't know what to do. Unless you say that a man can still be motzi a woman. What the Rush is saying, that a woman can't be motzi a man. A woman is excluded in Arvus in that direction. But a man can be motzi a woman. That's what the Dog HaMer Vava says. That's what the Buddha says here. Ani mistapek ima isha ina b'chal Arvus, hainu she'hi ina aruva ba'ad acherim. Aba ho anashim she'kiblu Arvus bar grizum bar eval, nisarvu bo gam anashim. V'imkin shaver motzi isha sa'isha af shekfar yatsa. O dil mor not. Kishem she'anashim lo nichlesu b'chal Arvus, kach lo kibu anashim Arvus b'chal isha. Ein yevamis mem zayin vitzarachim. Sorry, I don't know what to do. Many argue on the Dagam Ravava. Rabbi Kiva Eger right here says, what is he talking about? The Dagam Ravava is misunderstanding the Rush. The Rush is not saying that the women are not included in Kol Yisrael Avevim Zebazeh. That's not the Rush. Rabbi Kiva Eger also says this in Brachas and Daf Chaf. But I'll just read it from here. He says, he quotes the Dagam Ravava, and he says, that's not what the Rush means. The Rush is not saying that women are not included in the Sugya of Arvus. The Rush is saying that the women are not included in Arvus in a mitzvah that they're not obligated in. And that's a general yisod. A person is not included in Arvus in a mitzvah that they're not obligated in. The Gemara there is suggesting that women are not obligated in benching. So if a woman is not obligated in benching, then you can't say they can't be motzi someone in benching. That's true. Could a woman be only a man in shofar? A woman is not obligated in shofar. But in a mitzvah that they're obligated in, like Kiddush, of course. Of course they're included in Arvus. L'anias daiti, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, ein chilek bein anashim l'anashim l'inyan Arvus. V'lo matzino b'shum tochto de b'nashim ein hadin de'im yatza motzi. You don't have that anywhere. And Achronim add, just by the way, big tzarachi and big question on the Noda Bihuda. What does the Pasuk say in the beginning of Nisavim? Which is also connected to Arvus. Atem Nisavim ayom kolchem. Women are on the list. Right? Nesheichem. They're on the list. You're all here. And that's one of the sources of Arvus too. And therefore, says the Rebbe Kiva Eger, Nirit, the Kavanas HaRash, the Arvus Haya Rak Lagavi Misha, Mechuya B'mitzvah Zu, Hu Arev Al Acherim. And therefore he quotes Araya, so he does not think it's any kind of problem with that. And that's the, also by the way, Rebbe Kiva Eger also has a different answer elsewhere, that it could be that a man is not even a Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa in Shul. Once the Rabbanan say, this is not the Rebbe Kiva Eger, it's about Rebbe Kiva Eger. Rebbe Kiva Eger says maybe, first two points. Number one, maybe women are Yotzei Daraisa by just saying Good Shabbos when you come home. Just like the men were Yotzei. So either that bumps the women down. Or you could bump the man up and say, according to some Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch has this, that if once the Rabbanan told you how to do the mitzvah Daraisa, a la coast, maybe you're not even Yotzei Daraisa in Shul. Okay, there's one more point, and that is, The Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss suggests in his Sefer on Tvarim that maybe the lum that's behind the Togadogam Ravav and Rav Kiva Eger is, how do we look at Arvus? There's a question in general. Sometimes you have concepts sometimes that relate to mitzvos, and the question is it an independent idea, or is it part and parcel of every mitzvah? The Isra of Chatzi Shir, the Isra of Lifnei Iver, the mitzvah of Chinuch. It's always the sugya, klali prati. Arvus is part of every single mitzvah that I have a chiyuv to do my mitzvah, and part of that mitzvah is that I have to make sure that you do the mitzvah. Is Arvus part and parcel of every mitzvah? Maybe that's what the Rebbe Kiva Eger says. That's what he's saying. Whoever is obligated in every mitzvah has Arvus on that mitzvah. Maybe the Dogma Rebbe holds the opposite. Arvus is a separate entity, a separate idea, not related to each and every mitzvah. It's a separate halacha, and therefore could be women are excluded from that halacha. This is some of the ideas of Arvus. Also fascinating, what does it really mean if you aren't Yotzei? Was I really not, I didn't fulfill my mitzvah fully yet, or I will fulfill my mitzvah, but I still have an extra responsibility? Big discussions, but these are some of the ideas of Arvus.